You are listening to a message from Victory. We hope it inspires you to honor God and make disciples in your community.
Now we're on our seventh. We're going to be talking about you shall not commit adultery. Eh, magandang version ito. I know we've been sobrang sanay na tayo with ESV, but I went back to the Bible of Pastor Tito, you know, the King James Version talaga. And sabi sa KJV, mas maganda pakinggan talaga, Pastor Tito, no? Thou shall not commit adultery. Thou shall not commit adultery. Di ba? Pag tinanong, bakit may thou? Kasi sabi daw niya. Maganda doon, sabi ninyo to, this is actually God. God was talking to Moses for us, for all of us. So these commands came from Him. Sino daw? Si God lang naman daw. It's from God. And then, wala nang paligoy-ligoy eh. Wala nang explanation. When talk about Sabbath, may no, dito straightforward. To the heart, to the, really, that hard truth, the matter. Look at God's heart. But my prayer is that we would always look at His heart. Why He did that. Why He gave us parameters. Why He gave us rules or laws. It's because out of love. Ayaw niya tayong masaktan. Eh, ayaw niya tayong mapunta sa isang situation na hindi natin kayang lusutan. That's the heart of God, born out of love. And yesterday, we're going to be talking about do not commit adultery, thou shalt not commit adultery. Yesterday, I was actually officiating a wedding for one of our staff, Mitch Ramos, who's now Mitch Lorico, and her husband, Randy. And in their wedding ceremony where I officiated, there is this vow. They made the vow. Okay, this is the official vow. But this vow is not only for them, for each other. It was actually a declaration of their love and their commitment with people witnessing it and also from God. Okay? Ito yung, their vow goes something like this. This is Randy, the groom. Mitch, knowing that it is God's will for me to marry you, I make a commitment to you today, in the presence of our Lord and before all these witnesses, to love you with an unconditional love. I will be faithful to you always, never leaving you nor forsaking you. I will lead, guide, protect, and provide. Si Mitch naman, syempre yung response. Yung mga singles, no, na parang, kailan kaya ako, Lord? Pray pa more. Pray lang. Took them around 6 years. Tama, no? 6 years. For them to get married. And si Mitch nga, pray lang talaga siya, pray. And this is the groom naman. Si Mitch naman. I commit to co-labor with you, building of the church, advancement of God's kingdom, until the day Jesus returns in all His glory. When they made those vows, okay, singles, daan ito, pag kinasal kayo, walang nakalagay doon na while supplies last. Walang nakalagay doon na expiration date. Alam mo yon? Wala ring conditional. Pastor Tito, sa tagal-tagal na natin nagkakasal, meron ba expiration date? Wala eh, di ba? Yung contract natin, walang expiration date. That covenant that you're making is forever. Hindi rin siya, wala rin condition that I will faithfully love you if you faithfully provide for me. Wala pong ganun. Tinry kong ikot, wala talaga. Wala talaga. Ito na yung giving of the rings. This ring is the sign of the covenant I have made with you today to love you with an eternal love. As I place it on your hand and you receive it, you acknowledge that you are no longer your own but mine. You're no longer your own but mine. Hindi ka nag-morph, but you're just simply saying that now when I marry you, I give my whole to you. It's as if nawala yung, di ba, parang identity. Hindi naman identity because your identity is in Christ. But then again, you're surrendering something. You're surrendering a freedom to that someone. The Bible said that this is actually for a lifetime. Look at Matthew 19 verse 6. So they are no longer two but one flesh. Therefore God has joined together. Let not man separate. Not man. It means nothing in this world. Hindi kasi, naghihirap ako, pinahirapan niya ako. No, not that. Eh, papa, hindi siya nagpo-provide. No, not that. Nothing. Nothing should separate. No third party. That's why in your relationship, as husband and wife, you have to make sure that you're fighting for your marriage. Why? No third party. Only death can actually keep you apart. Ganun katindi yung pinasok naming kontrata. Singles, mag-isip na kayo. Ganito yung papasukin yung kontrata. That's why it is important. The season you are in right now. Baka mag-tune out kayo, no? Parang, Pastor, you're just talking to married people. No! When you talk about adultery, adultery happens now, even though you're single. Hello? Hello? Adultery happens now, even you're single. And not only that, what you do as an adulterous person now can actually affect you in the future. So you better make sure, singles, I'm talking to you guys as well. Okay? No person, no nothing. Ibig sabihin, no in-laws, maski in-laws, should separate you apart. No kids, no children. Okay? We love our children. They are a blessing. God bless them to us. They are our rewards. But it should not keep you guys from loving each other. Nothing should separate. When you look at the Bible, all throughout the Bible, from the book of Genesis to Revelation, marital fidelity is upheld throughout it. Throughout the Bible, it talks about and protects fidelity of marriage because it's a covenant. From Noah, it's a covenant. Abraham to Jacob, it's covenant. Covenant is more than a contract. Yesterday, Mitch and Randy, they signed a contract. Pahabol pa nga kanina. May nakalimutan kong permahan na isa. But it's more than a contract. It's more than a contract. It's for lifetime. It's a covenant. Sometimes, I remember Randall was telling us a story about when we preach about the ring, how it symbolizes a man and a woman. And every time his children would actually check his finger if he's wearing his ring. And every time, pag nakalimutan niya, magagalit yung mga anak niya. But you know, sometimes, pag nawala yung singsing, hindi mo nasuot yung singsing, tumaba ka, pumayat ka. Your covenant is eternal. Your covenant is more than the physical, the tangible stuff. It's between you and God. Hebrews 13 verse 4, let marriage be held in honor among all. And let the marriage bed be undefiled, for God will judge the sexually immoral and adulterous. God will judge. Don't think that I might actually get away with it. God will judge. Don't ever think that I don't have to repent about anything. Why? Because I got away from it. No, God knows, and He will judge. He will judge. The sad part now, sad part for us, we were reminded when we were crafting this message, is to explain adultery. Okay? We have to define adultery now. Why? Because of the prevalent culture of this world. Because of the things that we so got used to. Alam mo nga, dati mas bata ako, bawal mo nga pag-usapan niya adultery. It's taboo. Diba? Pinag-uusapan lang siya pag may mga mature people. Naisip ko rin niya yun today. Well, I was checking with Pastor Dennis and Pastor Ryan. Do we need to let the minors go out and go kids church? No. Because it's prevalent. It's in our world. It's part of the pop culture. It's part of our culture now. That so sad that we have to define it. What is it about? Alam mo yun, sobrang na-desensitized na yung mind natin because of watching movie. Yeah, but watching TV, telenovela, books, even novels. It's everywhere. That adultery now has to be defined. The sad thing is that it is not only socially accepted, but it is actually expected. Hindi lang siyang tanggap na natin, hinihintay pa natin mangyari. Pag nangyari na, sabi sa'yo eh. Nakipagpustahan ka pa eh. It's sad. Staggering for parents. This may hurt you a bit. For children, for young ones, this is reality. 40% of marriages end up in separation. This is from the NSO 2011 survey. But the thing is, it is unofficial daw. When we ask why unofficial, because we don't have a law in the Philippines on divorce. There is one that's called annulment. But the thing with annulment, it's so expensive that ordinary couple don't get it. Hindi nila kaya. Kaya ginagawa nila, naghihiwalay na lang sila. Pag naghiwalay ka, akala mo, ilang years na kayo magkahiwalay, may mutual agreement kayo, nag-shake hands kayo, okay na. So, may sariling buhay ka na, may sariling buhay na ako. Humanap ka na ng sariling mo asawa, humanap na ako sariling ko asawa. Pero hindi kami pwede magpakasal. Bakit? Kasi may binding contract. Yung kontrata na lang ayusin mo kasi wala kang pera pang annulment. So, that means that this could actually be higher than the actual figure. That's why it's unofficial. 25% of our youth agree to live in. Live in with all the benefits, but they don't actually intend to marry. Okay? Parang trial and error na lang daw. This is the culture that we have today. 20% of youth have engaged in premarital sex. When I say youth, this is 15 years old and below. 15 years old and below. 40% of youth surveyed like to support the divorce bill if ever they get a chance to vote on it. This is the culture that we have now. That's why it is deemed important for us to actually define adultery. Adultery is a specific form of sexual immorality that directly violates the marriage covenant. There's a covenant between a man and a wife. Again, marriage. Kailangan pa explain niya, ano yung marriage? Sobrang kalokohan. Marriage is between a man and a woman. That's marriage. If they go out of their marriage bed, nagkaroon sila ng immorality outside, Pastor, paano pag one night lang talaga? That's adultery. Adultery has no different level. It's one level only. Hindi siya grade A, grade B. No. Adultery is adultery. Not only that, adultery, there's a different kinds of adultery. If you are single right now, if you are young right now, you are doing adultery. Three kinds of adultery: physical adultery, we're going to go through it later on, and then spiritual adultery and heart adultery, adultery of the heart. But before we go to the physical adultery, yung spiritual skip na natin. Why? Because yun yung commandment 1 and 2. That God first, and that there should no idol. But then again, the other one is heart adultery. Before we can actually zero in on the physical adultery, we have to target the heart. Everything again emanates from the heart. Maski sabihin mong tinatry mo lahat gawin, lahat ng payo ni Pastor Dennis dun sa libro niya, lahat ng tinuro sa marriage, lahat minemorize mo. But then again, your heart is not pure. Remember, our heart is a factory of idols. Our heart is so corrupt that when you look at it, it's more than cholesterol inside. It's murky, it's dirty. So you have to zero in the heart. In Matthew 5 verse 28 said, "But I say to you that everyone who looks at a woman with lustful intent has already committed adultery with her in his heart." It starts there. It emanates there. You cannot just say, "Oh, tingin lang." Yung tingin na yon, saan na pupunta yon? Because you manufacture it inside your brain. And sometimes we feed it too much. We feed it. Or we actually be so sensitive on it so much that nakalimutan na, pati tayo na desensitize na, nakalimutan na natin ang fantasy at saka hindi fantasy. That we're actually doing it already. That we're already harboring and nurturing our hearts. Heart adultery leads to physical adultery. It starts in our heart. The first commandment is there's one God. If you then worship Him alone, you are obeying Him. But then, if you are worshiping other things, example, you're married. Okay, so Pastor, there's no problem if I'm married and then I want sex. Yeah, it's part of it. It's part of it. It is actually a gift for a man and a woman. Not just for procreation. It is actually for enjoyment and for one other to fulfill, magkaroon ng fulfillment. Okay? That is how God created sex. But then, if you're worshiping sex already, you know naman si God, di ba? Si God, ang asawa natin, may 30-day cycle yan. Yung mga times na gano'n, oh, Pastor, oh, ay, grabe, di ba? So, baka pwedeng ano lang, tik-tik lang ako sa internet konti. Nothing, ano naman eh. I'm just looking at it. Are you actually giving into your heart? You're saying that, okay, I love my wife, but then I want to worship and look at other provocative things because bawal daw eh. Where is now your contentment? Are you now content? We just look. No, I'm just looking. I'm not touching. I'm not doing. Now, it becomes an issue of the heart. That's why we want to zero in on the heart first. This is for man and woman. Okay? Adultery now. In marriages. In Filipino marriages. Dati kasi napapanood lang natin yun sa pelikula. Western film, no. Not anymore. In marriages, Filipino-Asian marriages, adultery happens with a woman or with a man. If you start worshiping sex, if you start worshiping anything other than God, it now becomes your God. It's now a violation, or you're violating the first two commandments, which leads to violating the seventh commandment. Remember, the very foundation of all the commandments, because sabi nga, thou ni God, is God first and nothing and no one else. And so Jesus deals with the heart issues behind it all. In Matthew 5, verse 29, if your right eye causes you to sin, tear it out and throw it away. For it is better that you lose one of your members than that your whole body be thrown into hell. It's more than the external. It's actually, we're targeting here the internal. We don't want the external behavior modification. Why? Because panglabas lang yon. Kung corrupt yung loob, eventually, bibigay yung panglabas. Little things actually lead to bigger things. It may be right now, hindi naman, konti lang yon. Silip, narinig ko lang naman, view lang, chat-chat a while, konting ano lang, flirting-flirting lang sa office, hanggang office lang naman eh. Di naman kami lumalabas. Sometimes, viber-viber lang, sister, how are you? Brother, how are you? You need prayers. It starts with those little things. Ripples would eventually cause waves. Waves then would cause tsunami. Don't wait for the tsunami to come. It's gonna clean you out. Clean us out. Heart adultery leads to physical adultery. All of us are vulnerable. Not just you, but us as well. That's why we take precautions as well. That's why things like this, it's important that we talk about now. We talk about the hard stuff. Why? Because we cannot enjoy all the good stuff if we don't talk about the hard stuff. So why? Why do we do that? Sometimes we even make excuses. Eh kasi yung asawa ko may schedule palagi. Eh kasi sobrang busy ng asawa ko sa work. Sipag-sipag ng asawa ko, ng asawa mo, dalawa kotse niyo. Oo nga eh, pastor, yung sipag ng asawa ko, pero wala siyang oras para sa akin. Dati enjoy niya yung intimacy time namin. Ngayon, wala na, bore na siya. Excuses. Contentment starts if you are actually content with your walk with God. I kid you not. You want to enjoy the best intimacy? Enjoy God first. Enjoy God first. Why? Why is adultery a sin? Remember David? David in 1 Samuel 13, he was labeled a man after God's own heart. He was after God. God sees his heart that as young as he was, still a boy, alam na ni God, he will kill Goliath, he will become a great king. But then again, he gave in. What do you mean he gave in? When he was supposed to be at war, kailangan na sa gera siya, nag-relax. That is like a story of people. Don't be confused that I'm already in church, I'm part of a victory group, I'm serving in church, I listen to Pastor Dennis, sometimes to Pastor Larry, sometimes to Pastor Ryan. I take notes in services. Don't be complacent, in short. Okay? Once you start being complacent, then the enemy sees that as your weakness. He would actually use that to his advantage, to our disadvantage. Here was David, so complacent. Instead of going to war, he was in his room. Then, he saw somebody outside the window taking a bath. Bathsheba. Pastor Tito, kaya ba Bathsheba yung pangalan niya? Anyway, just to make it light. He saw Bathsheba outside taking a bath. Wala naman masama. Tingin-tingin lang naman daw siya. Then the lust turns into a sin, turns inside and starts creeping in his heart. And then it becomes a desire. The desire then becomes a devour because I want her. I am the king. Get her. Lo and behold, he got her pregnant. Instead of confessing everything, you know what he did? He tried to cover it up. Pinauwi si Uriah. Uwi ka dito. Makipag-sex ka sa asawa mo. To cover up the pregnancy. Uriah didn't give in. I don't know why, but he didn't give in. So he had Uriah killed for him in a heroic way. Nilagay niya sa unahan ng gera para unang mamatay. Talino, di ba? He then now committed adultery. And he thought he got away with it. 2 Samuel 12:10. Now therefore the sword shall never depart from your house because you have despised me and have taken the wife of Uriah the Hittite to be your woman. To be your wife. Ginawa niya pang superstar sarili niya. Kawawa naman. Widow. Papakasalan ko na lang to. To cover up the mess that he started with ever since. Are we covering up our own mess? Are we covering up our own dung? Sometimes when you try to cover up, you kind of live on a fantasy that everything is well. To finish strong in our Christian faith, you have to face the music, face the fact, and you have to be vulnerable. All of us have to be vulnerable. Vulnerable to Christ, vulnerable to godly people that are surrounding us. When he tried doing this, Nathan confronted David. And he just told him, your household would experience violence, troubles, and even death of your children. That's the worst thing that can happen. Adultery destroys relationships. It literally crushes relationships. First, your relationship with God. Baka iba nagulat, bakit God agad? Sometimes kasi pag may adulterous relationship, may mga ganun, especially the physical, the sexual, una iniisip natin, kawawa yung mga bata. Kawawa naman yung pangalan ng magulang mo. Kawawa naman yung, no! Yung sayang una-una, yung relationship mo kay God. Yung relationship natin kay God. Sayang naman, nagpakamatay si Jesus para sa atin, para lang yurakan natin at babuyin natin. Adultery destroys first and foremost our relationship with God. Our relationship with God. Then our relationship with our spouse. And then our relationship with our children. Adultery threatens the very building block of the civilization that is the family. The building block is the family. A married father and mother and their children. Anything that threatens the family unit is prohibited in the Bible. That's why God calls it sin. That's why it is sin. Then how? How do we stay away from adultery? Another story. Another character in the Bible is Joseph. Remember Joseph? There's something about Joseph. Yung una siyang tinapon sa isang well, di ba naalala niyo, naiwan yung cloak niya, di ba? Yung colorful robe niya. This time around, he was already promoted. Di ba? He became the parang chief executive ni Potiphar. Then again, Potiphar's wife got a hold of him and napansin na, okay, gwapo to. Look at it this way. If maybe you're in a certain situation like Joseph. Joseph was in a situation that he knew that he just got promoted. Not only that, he was actually in charge of everything, except for the wife, everything under Potiphar. Right-hand man. Trusted. He could have taken advantage of that situation. He could have said, oh, ano? Potiphar trusts me. The wife likes me. Why not give in to the wife? So both of them can like me. Sometimes we confuse ourselves. Sometimes power, greed comes into our mind. but not Joseph. Joseph in Genesis 13 verse 9 said, he is not, this is Joseph saying, he is not greater in this house than I am, nor has he kept back anything from me except yourself, because you are his wife. What he was saying here is that, the next line, how then can I do this to a great wickedness of and sin against God? He thought about what God did for him. Naalala niya, yung responsibility ko ngayon, nandito ako sa palasyo ni Potiphar, it's because of God. He wanted to be a good steward. Because God has blessed him in much, much responsibility, he was doing his best. And not only that, he now knew that if he commits this sin, he would be sinning against God. And he said, I can't do it. Joseph made a stand. He stood for his faith. He stood for what is right. Not just what is right, but what the Bible says is right. He chose to glorify God even in perilous, precarious situations like that. He stood his ground. Your faith is your very shield. Kinakausap ko ngayon mga bata, mga singles, especially now that you're not married, your faith is your shield. Are you building on your faith? Do not fake your faith. We might not see it. People in church might not see it, but then God knows. What's worse is that if situation comes and you're faking your faith, akala namin okay ka, yung pala tutumba ka. Do not fake your faith. Proverbs 5, verse 7 to 8. And now, O sons, listen to me, and do not depart from the words of my mouth. Keep your way far from her, and do not go near the door of her house. Build up our faith. Build your faith. So that when trial comes, you can stand on it and say that, my faith is my shield. Let's continue with Joseph. Verse 12, she caught him by his garment saying, lie with me. But he left his garment in her hand and fled and got out of the house. He fled. He just ran away. I'm not going to second guess all of us here today. I don't know your situation right now. I'm not sure. I don't know if you are in a compromising situation right now. Hindi ko alam. But then, if you are in that situation, all you have to do is flee. Run away. Do not stay for a moment and say, pagpipray ko muna, Pastor, kasi faithful naman si God, good naman siya sa akin. Yes, faithful si God and good, but takbo ka muna. I'll get away from it. But you know what? Pinabago naman siya ni Lord. And sana eventually naman magkasama na kami. I really try my best. Hindi na ako palagi na sa mga ganong site. Lahat pinasok ko na, X3 watch, just to get away. Flee! If you have to throw away your not throw away, maybe, tago mo muna yung laptop mo, wala ka mo muna, labas mo muna yung laptop mo para nakikita ka pag ginagamit mo, do it. Stay away from it and flee, run. My prayer is that we would really search our hearts now, especially if we are in a sexual or physical adulterous relationship right now. Take action and run away. Because if not, judgment would come. If not, you'll be in that mess and nobody can actually pick you up from there. The grace of the Lord is with us. But then if you would choose to worship a God other than our God, you couldn't even see that there's an escape route out. For all the married. Let me talk to the married people. Nasaan uli yung mga married people? Medyo mabigat ba? Medyo lang, no? Imagine nyo, ginagawa ko to, di ba? Yun yung mabigat. Practical steps. Okay. Let's do some practical steps. If you are engaged right now, I see some people here are engaged. It's a good time to start now. Start building on your relationship with God and so that your relationship with each other would last something like 50 years or even more. Okay? How many married people here you want more than 50 years of being together? Taas mo yung kamay nyo, kawawa kayo sa asawa nyo, okay? Di ba? More than 50 years. Okay? Si Tart, hindi ka nagtaas na kamay. Na nagtaas ka, okay? Legalistic, no? How to keep your marriage affair-proof? First, keep your relationship with Jesus a priority. This is the entry point. This is the exit point. This is the point. This is the only point. Build upon your relationship with Jesus Christ. It has to be the priority. It has to be the priority. When Randy and Mitch gave their personal messages to each other, yung kagad yung binanggit nila, yung kagad yung tinitignan ko, that you will only be number two, or you will only be the next important person after God. If you cannot love and prioritize God, I'm telling you point blank, you cannot and you will not prioritize your wife. It's that simple. Pastor, it's that simple. Yes, it's that simple. You have to prioritize Him. You have to put Him up there. Time with God. You have to be growing in your relationship. If you grow like 10 years married, 15 years, the more that you're going to grow relationship with God, your relationship with God, the more that you would need, alam mo yung hindi yung, okay, kabisado ko na, 15 years na kami married, kabisado ko na to. No, magugulat ka na lang, hindi mo kabisado. Do not be complacent. All the more that you have to nurture your relationship with God to be able to finish and last in your relationship. Look to Jesus as the one that fulfill you and satisfy you. Nothing else. Yesterday, after yung si Randy and Mitch took the altar and sat down, they were looking at each other. I said, Randy, look at Mitch. Look at her, how beautiful she is. I'm sure that she's the most beautiful person in this room. Siyempre, smile siya. Totoo naman, di ba? But then again, sabi ko, tomorrow, she won't look like that. She'll go back to her old self. Hindi naman pangit si Mitch, okay? But then the curly hairs won't be there. The makeup won't be there. Of course, the gown won't be there. Sometimes nga, yung gown, di nakasya, next day pa lang, di ba? Huminga pa lang, di nakasya yung gown eh. Sobrang nagpapayat eh. Look beyond the outside. If you're just after, singles, if you're just after the outside, you have to go deeper. Start with your contentment in Christ, married people. 100% sure, I'm going to tell you, Pastor Tito, as our professional and then clinical and spiritual counselor would say, there's no perfect marriage. There's no perfect spouse that could satisfy you. The only thing that can satisfy and fulfill you is Jesus Christ. Everything else, after our being saved, is already a bonus. After your salvation, everything is a bonus. Prioritize Jesus Christ. Next, never be alone with the opposite sex. Never. Okay? Alam mo to, itong, kaya nga, if you look through our offices, all of them are in glass. It doesn't mean, it's to protect us as well. We have to be protected. If you see me in my car, you would think that I'm weird, okay? I'm driving a big van and then there's no tint. Okay? Why? It's because may van ako, so parang ako yung school bus ng simbahan na to. Okay? Pag umikot ako dito, pag may meeting sa fort, lahat sa akin sumasabayan. Eh, nakita nyo naman, more than half of our staff are women. So I want to be protected. They have to sit in the back. Maski magmukha akong driver. Okay? Automatic rin yan. Pagpasok sa kotse, paglabag ko ng cellphone ko, I'm gonna push the favorite dial to my wife. So she would, naka-speakerphone yan. Sabi ko si Tart, kasama ko si example, kasama ko si Mitch, kasama ko si Gia, at kung sino kasama ko sa kotse. And we're going to the office. So she would know where I am with my staff, we're going back to the office. And for the girls, the ladies as well, for them to feel secured and protected also. You have to put hedges. You have to protect yourselves. Husbands and wives, I hope that you talk to each other about certain limitations and parameters and borders. You have to set it up. Okay, tip lang, pag-usapan nyo. Okay? Huwag naman yung biglang nagulat, oh, bakit ang higpit mo ngayon? No. Pag-usapan nyo, it's healthy. It's very healthy. It's very healthy. Tip ko rin doon sa mga lalaki, no? Alam nyo ba, pag paminsan-minsan, yung mga married, ah, pag paminsan-minsan mahigpit kayo sa asawa nyo, pogi points rin yun. Di ba? Tama ba? Hindi daw. Okay, never mind. Never go places when you will be tempted. No, I'm doing power evangelism. Alam ko yung mga old friends ko na sa bar. Pagdating ko doon, mako-convert ko sila. That's right. Why can't you meet in a coffee place? Don't put yourself in a compromising situation. Put Viber ngayon kasi, Pastor, yung ka-victory group ko, yung asawa niya may problema. Tinext mo ng ano, 'di ba? Tapos sis praying for you, or baliktad naman. Yung ka-victory group ng babae, alam niya yung isang guy na ka-victory group na asawa niya lalaki, you know, we're going into a situation right now. Can you please pray for me? Tagilid yung mga prayer na yan. Do not give in. Do not give into your vulnerability to another person, especially of the opposite sex. That's like you're saying, okay, you're like saying, okay, Lord, a foothold, hello, may butas. Do not do that. Viber lang, Pastor, Viber lang. Ripples. Later waves. Later tsunami. Watch out. You have to watch out. Me, my wife, Tammy and Dennis, we have our Viber group. We call it the Uy and Sis. Kasi Uy, Si. I don't know if you get, but yung Viber group namin. Whenever I need to talk to Tammy, I would go to that Viber group. So that my wife would know why am I talking to Tammy. And also, Dennis would know why am I talking to Tammy. The same way, if Dennis needs to talk to Yet, makikita namin doon sa grupo kung kung ano yon. Hirap nga minsan pag may mga surprise, yun na lang. Papatulong na lang kami sa iba. But you put those around. Put those around. Next, surround yourself with couples with strong marriages. That's why we're very intentional. Pastor Tito, nagpatawag sa bahay niya, pupunta kami. Pupunta kami. May Monday group sila, Pastor Alan. Kay Chinky, right? Couples, pupunta sila. Why? Strong marriages. We intentionally look for people with strong marriages to guide us with. Okay, sometimes, me and my wife, tinitignan pa namin, ano ba yan? Hindi lang strong marriages. Titignan namin, kamatch ba yung mga anak? Baka, di ba, makakuha ka rin ng tips. Ang hirap magpalaki ng mga anak, lalo na teenagers. So we intentionally go to people. Not just inside the church. We would go outside. There were times that Yet is now with Kathy Foliente, the wife of Pastor Gilbert Foliente. I would do the same. I would talk to him. Dine-date namin. Hey, there was a season, me and my wife, we would go to Pastor Paolo Punsalan. Why? Because he knows me even when I was not yet in ministry. Nakita niya. So we would go to them. Be intentional. Strong marriages. Hindi yung, okay, ano kung may pinagdadaan ka sa asawa mo, ako rin, halika, usap tayo, hug. Walang mangyayari sa inyo, pity party. Di ba? Yun yung ano, hindi natawag victory group doon, loser group, di ba? Look for people with strong marriages. May I also talk to single parents, if you're single right now, be intentional as well. Know that in every season, God is all actually there for you. People have ministry as in focus on you. Alam niyo ba yun? May mga ganun tayo, may mga ganun rin. But be intentional. Invest in your marriage. You have to invest. Palagi namin sinasabi, ang kasal, hindi dong ceremony lang. Ang i-investan mo actually is your marriage. Hindi yung isang, sometimes 3 hours, 4 hours lang, binuhos mo na lahat doon. No, you invest. And investing doesn't mean splurging. It doesn't mean kailangan buffet all the time. It doesn't mean kailangan massage all the time. No. Oh, no, it's not. It's a simple investment. Pastor Alan and Glenda, what they love about every morning, how they invest in their marriage. Pagising ng umaga, ang pinaka-date nila, kape. Gagawa si Alan ng kape, Glenda, bababa. Hawak sila ng Bible nila, upo sila dun sa table nila. Yun na, date na nila yun. Date nila with God, date pa nila with each other. Kape lang. It doesn't have to be expensive. Once in a while, okay lang mag-buffet. Okay rin naman, di ba? Once in a while, okay rin naman magpamassage. It's actually about that time. I'm an advocate that if you really love your marriage, invest on quantity time. Quantity. Ibig sabihin, madalas. If it has to be every week, ito yung tinatry ko tsaka misis ko, every week. Okay? Minsan, pag hindi namin kaya every week, nagugulat na lang ako. Lunch, pupunta siya dito. Yayain niya ako. Magsa-salad stop kami. Just for that quick lunch, that's it. Isang pinaka-favorite namin gawin, grocery. Isang beses, kunyari wala siya dito, isang beses, nag-grocery ako mag-isa. Yung nalaman niya nag-grocery ako mag-isa, patay kang bata ka. Kasi for her, it's important pala. It's our time alone. No children. Know your spouse. Invest on each other. Value each other. This is a computation from our master guru, Dennis C. Spend at least 500 peso. Jimson, 500 lang. 52 weeks in a year. If you do that, you would only spend 26,000 for date in a year. Mura na yun. Diba? 30 years. 30 years kayo married. That would only come up to 780,000 pesos. It doesn't have to be expensive. Siyempre, nakita ko si Miss Carol, asawa ni Pastor Tito. Ano yan eh? I think finance officer. But meron, ano yan? Inflation rate, maraming mga ganon. Fluctuation, inflation. Paano na yan? Sabi mo na, gawin mo na lang 1 million yan. Mura pa rin, di ba? You're investing not just on your marriage, but actually for the next generation in your family. That's your investment. If you don't invest here, here's another investment that you might want to consider. Annulment. Filing fee, 10,000. Acceptance fee, 300,000. Pleading fees, 100,000. What do you want? Psychiatric test? Kasi papayagan ka lang pag psychologically incapacitated ka. So, pagbabayad ka ng 10,000 para sabihin sa'yo ng doktor na sira ulo mo. So that you can get out of marriage. Is that foolishness? That's foolishness. If you're not gonna invest on the 1 million plus for 30 years and more, o yung mga iba naman nag-iisip pa, uy, sabi ni Pastor, yung marriage natin hanggang 30 years lang. Mm-hmm. Wala akong sinabing ganun, ha? Proverbs 18 verse 22 says, he who finds a wife finds a good thing and obtains favor from the Lord. I found favor. I found best blessing, best thing from God. That is my wife, my beautiful wife up here. This is how she looks like. Every time I go home, ganyan na itsura niya. Kaya naman nagmamadali ako umuwi kasi nakita mo may kanyon sa labas ng bahay namin. At saka wala kang magagawa, hindi mo maibababa yung kilay niya pag overtime, ako ng overtime dahil kay Dennis. We gotta enjoy life. You gotta enjoy life with that person that God has given you favor with. In Ecclesiastes 9, verse 9, says, enjoy life with the wife whom you love all the days of your vain life that he has given you under the sun. Because that is your portion in life and in your toil at which you toil under the sun. Last point, how to keep your marriage affair proof. Visualize the effect of adultery. Visualize it. Do not visualize the canyon a while ago. But visualize how it would actually affect you, your relationship with God, and your children's children. This is a picture of my beautiful family. I cannot even fathom wildest imagination that I can surrender this beautiful family to a sin, to an adulterous relationship, to adultery that God calls sin. Thou shall not commit adultery. This is Tatay Enrique. He just passed away last Sunday.
Pastor Alan and Pastor Joash, we went to their place in Pangasinan yesterday. Was it yesterday? The other Friday. He died when he was 92 years old, almost 92. And Nanay is 87 years old. When I got there, I did the boo-boo. The boo-boo of my life. When I gave Nanay yung picture ni Tatay, we're sort of relatives, and there was a picture that I kept from a conference. We featured him in one of our conferences, and I gave it to her. Nagwala siya. Literally. And I thought, alam mo yun, yung feeling mo pagdating mo doon, swallow me earth, yung moment. But then I realized, why it's okay. They've been married for 62 years. Suddenly, the person that you married to for 62 years, you've been with every day of your life, suddenly passed away. Hindi ka ba magwawala? Hindi ka ba ganun kasakit sa'yo? It was that hard for her. Whatever situation you're in right now, you don't even go to me and say, Pastor, you don't know what I went through. I was on the other end. There was a sin that was committed to me. You can't even come here and say, I'm a product of a broken family because my parents did adultery. No. Because when Jesus Christ died on that cross, He did not just take away our sins, but He took away our miseries. But then He rose again. That gives us now eternal hope. I'll pray for you if you underwent those things. I don't have answers to what you're feeling, what you're going through. I don't. I want to be honest. I don't. But I will point you back again at the cross of Jesus Christ. And I will tell you, it is empty. The tomb is empty for a purpose. For us to live a victorious life in His finished work. I'm not even going to ask for us to raise up our hands, because just to tell you frankly, all of us are adulterous. Whether it was physical, sexual in nature, spiritual, or you have an adulterous heart. But there's no condemnation in Christ. But I want to tell you that you should not remain there. Again, you put your hope on His finished work. If you're going to wait for yourself to finish up, it's not going to work. Only on Him. If you feel like you've been aggrieved, if you've been a victim, do not stay there. That's not God's plan for you. Can I ask everybody to just bow your head? Just let's pray. Oh God, in the name of Jesus, I release. Thank you that I can actually ask in Jesus' name to release forgiveness right now. Thank you, Lord, that when you made our hearts new, forgiveness is in there. Lord, I break and I cancel right now anything that is causing any bitterness on things and issues that needs to be settled. Lord, there's nothing to be settled because you've settled everything that there is that it has to be settled, Lord God. Lord, put our trust in you. Thank you, Jesus, that you never condemn us, that you love us so. Father, I pray now for my brothers and my sisters, Lord, undergoing this painful thing, Lord, called adultery. Lord, that we would know that we have been set apart, the Lord said. You have been set apart, and you, I'm calling you out of that darkness. I'm calling you out because you are mine. You are my inheritance. And now I release. I release faith. I release grace. I release blessing. I even release like helmets of salvation upon your head. That nothing the enemy can ever attempt to shoot you with would ever prosper. Because I have shielded you, the Lord said. Because I have made you new, the Lord said. Because your mind is now pure. Your mind is now holy, the Lord said. Father, we receive all those, Lord, because left on our own, we can't do anything. Left on our own, we'll be shackled in chains. Lord, I even pray, Lord God, for my brothers and my sister, whether they're married, single, youth, preteens, Lord God, Lord, that you release them, Lord God, from addictions. Addictions to pornography, addictions to oneself, addictions to idolatry, addictions to adulterous relationships, Father. I pray, Lord God, Lord, that we would know, Lord, that our body is the temple of the Holy Spirit. Lord, I pray, Lord God, Lord, that we would hold dear, Lord, whatever that comes into our mind, whatever we see, whatever we hear, whatever we speak, Lord God. Lord, I even pray, Lord, that you will protect our hearts. Lord, make our hearts, as you made our hearts new, I pray, Lord, that you will make it, Lord, all for you, Lord, a heart of flesh that would worship you, that you would anoint, that you would protect, that would be aligned to yours. Father, I lift up, Lord God, my brothers and sisters, Lord, as they go through a season that they're singles, season that they're seeking, season that they're just waiting upon you. The Lord said that you are not in a desert, but actually the place that you are in right now is a harvest field. Open your eyes, see what is around you, and start picking those harvests, because the harvest is ripe and the harvest is yours. The Lord said, I'm calling you out right now as my inheritance, as people that would not you don't have to plow, you don't have to work hard like a carabao, because harvest is here and now everything is ripe for the picking. You are my chosen people. You are my generation. And as I call you forward, know and stand firmly in the banner of Jesus Christ. That is my name. And cry out to me, because I hear you and I bless you.
Thank you for listening to this message. For more messages like these from other Victory Centers, please visit victory.org.ph/resources/podcasts.